The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
Maui, this is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have all those magnificent organic choices, herbs, nutrition, combinations of vitamins, proteins,
and
everywhere. And then
the
I was just going to say, and in a close hand-in-hand affiliation right there in the beautiful air conditioning environment, marble bar, etc., great chairs at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Remember, as I've said, but it's important to understand, it's the broad spectrum broth. It's not just a bowl of soup. It's across the board. Whatever your choice happens to be, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you'll have wild fish, organic chickens or meats. All those choices are there for you. All those choices are there in magnificent combinations, delicious, fantastic, great prices served to you. And in addition, we have, and we're so grateful always, to the local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get the fresh organic produce brought in to Alive and Well, and high concentration juices of these, all those different vegetables and beet, etc., all the different juices, high concentration, only in glass, never in the plastic contaminant. All the magnificent choices, and don't forget organic smoothies that are there for you of a terrific variety at the Broth Cafe.
You got it, baby.
And go ahead and talk about the vortex, the vortex,
shall
the vortex.
Shall I talk about the vortex?
Oy vey, talk.
I'm so spun out on the vortex.
We always are. What a difference that's made in life. Talk.
Well, the vortex is spun. We spin it at your beck and call. You pull the lever and it spins for you. And what it does is reinvigorate the right balance, the right infusibility, if you will, of hydrogen and oxygen, which is called water. Water, as it good old-fashioned water, the way it used to be, tumbling down the mountain streams or off the Maui mountain falls, waterfalls. It's there. It's for you. It's, you bring your own containers, whether they're plastic or glass. Glass, is, of course, is preferable because of the plastic debris.
Absolutely.
That's often in your own, that emanates from your containers. But we have containers, they're glass containers if you so desire. And when you buy a glass container, you get a free fill with the vortex water.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's phenomenal what it does. It dances, it makes your molecules musical.
That's okay. Right. And remember, it's free of hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, plasticides. You got those free hydrogen bonds and the free electrons in the water that give you an oxygenation, a lift. My whole life has changed since taking that fantastic water, and continuously, which we do. We don't touch anything else. I don't prepare any food with anything else. It saves energy, cell availability, detoxification. And just as the winner of the Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg, for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, that not even a disease, not even cancer, can arise, according to him and his research. Because, and remember, that was long ago known, that cancer cells cannot have an oxygen-rich environment.
That's right.
It kills them off. So it's really great, all the great things you're doing for your body. All right? So that's there, and that's what's used at the broth cafe.
And it tastes
also
good as well.
That's right.
It has a really
delicious,
light molecular flavor. Okay,
yes.
Delicious.
And let's also start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. We are just educators, just sharing. We're messengers, sharing the information that doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials.
We report verbatim
reporters
what they say.
That's it. That's okay. It. Okay? So as we're talking now, we're reporting and we're quoting the doctors and the clinical trials, all right, about the nutrients. Are we ready for this?
I'm ready. Are you
You're
ready?
You ready? I am.
Off we go.
You know, the magnificent, we constantly have testimonials about the magnificent pain power, the mm-hmm. combination of great nutrients, allergen-free, anything like that, no toxin, etc. But that high-concentration curcumin extract, which is one of the major components in the high bioavailability with the black pepper extract
bioperine. It's 2,000% greater availability than taking the turmeric. Turmeric contains a little bit of curcumin, but Pain Power contains a lot of extract of turmeric called curcumin, which is 2,000% more prevalent and more effective than just the turmeric itself.
And that has been proven. That has
yep.
been vast
oh, yeah.
proven. We have quoted that
yeah.
many times. And here's a
and
top,
it also
right.
it also contains very important anti-inflammatories called serratiopeptidase, peptidase,
oh, yes.
and natokinase,
yes.
and boswellia.
Eating they up are, inflammation, that's right.
That's right.
And boswellia, the ancient Mother Mary. I always wondered why, you know, the frankincense is boswellia.
Mm-hmm.
Why that was brought, then I found out for thousands of years. For anyone in pain, whether you've gone through a pregnancy or anything like that, I'm not comment, you know. I'm just saying across the board that was used for thousands of years to stop pain and inflammation.
Okay. That's why the wise men, being wise, that's why the wise men showed up with
that's right.
Boswellia,
that's
frankincense.
Right. We don't, you know, no offense to anyone or anything. Of course, I know, I'm just saying anything.
Yeah.
Of course you are. And, you know, I really admire this top doctor. He's top neurosurgeon. He has all kinds of credits. And Dr. Russell Blaylock reporting here about MD, about curcumin protects against, just what we were talking about, that extract.
Where do you find the curcumin? In the Pain Power.
That's right. High, high potency.
Pain Power.
Pain
the knockout
power.
Punch for pain.
That's right. The knockout punch for pain. And no allergens.
Mm-hmm.
No side effects. Okay. So here's Dr. Russell Blaylock reporting that curcumin protects against atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries.
There you go.
Scarring, hardening of the arteries, which cause death. Okay.
And that hardening and the is created by the inflammation.
That's right.
It's a extra special aging process of aging is the sugars and the carbohydrates and all the things that create inflammation age the arteries and they become hardened.
That's right.
They become burned and they become, well, almost like charred residue of what an artery used to be.
That's
okay.
Right. And just like he says here, studies, and he quotes all medical studies have found a number of mechanisms by which curcumin prevents atherosclerosis,
okay.
scarring of the arteries and thickening.
And that's in the
For
pain
one
power.
Thing, it has been shown to powerfully inhibit, prevent a protein called NFKB, which is an important regulator of inflammation, while at the same time blocking another major immune activator called TLR4. Another study found that curcumin inhibited inflammatory cytokines, inflammatory, and activated special immune regulator cells that prevent the overactivation of the immune system, stopping atherosclerosis from progressing.
And the inflammatory response, what is the term he uses, the inflammatory response?
The inflammatory response is actually called the cytokines are inflammatory.
That's fire.
That's fire.
That's
what
fire.
That is.
When you consider how tiny the human cells are, they're invisible. You can't see a human cell. But excess inflammation, heat, destroys the cell. how many cells have to be destroyed before it turns a healthy artery into a hardened crust?
That's right.
That's exactly the name of the game. And the curcumin prevents that inflammation.
And just read this and then give it back to me, okay, my dear?
Okay. The doctor goes on to say,
yes.
Unstable plaques are the primary cause of heart attacks and strokes. But the unstable plaques are what? Results of inflammation. And he said earlier that curcumin, as in pain power, eliminates excessive inflammation, thereby preventing the hardening of the arteries and other negative health scenarios that develop. Other ways the doctor says that curcumin fights atherosclerosis include controlling cholesterol metabolism, stimulating antioxidant enzymes, preventing enlargement of smooth muscle cells, maintaining normal endothelial cell function, and preventing excessive clot formation.
Wow.
All with curcumin.
All with that. Just what a multitude of benefits.
In the pain
power. Incredible.
One of the more interesting studies found that curcumin prevents atherosclerosis in part by preventing and or correcting leaky gut syndrome.
I didn't know that.
I
leaky
didn't
gut, where the gut gets broken up and toxins go into the bloodstream, creating all kinds of illnesses.
And that leaky gut syndrome allows bacteria and food to enter the bloodstream and trigger intense immune reactions.
Just like we
said. The blood vessel. You're incredible. Did you read this before the show?
I have a kind of a ESP about it. Okay? That's right.
Well, that's from the doctor himself who did all the research.
That is really exciting. And you know, and here, other researchers here reporting over here, and many other benefits. It goes on. They call it the superstar, and they call that curcumin shines the brightest of all superstars. That's interesting, right? And they say here, I didn't know this, and this is more.
May I call you Mona Curcumin?
Mona Curcumin. You mean that I'm a kind of too much of a spice?
You're
I'm a bit
a
too
superstar,
spicy?
Baby.
Okay, babe. Well, you know, this really is exciting to me because as we get older, so many times we don't have the guts that we, you know, what
no
we
kidding.
Once had. So here it goes on to say, and this is a big medical journal reporting this, curcumin promotes gut health. Curcumin aids digestion and works with our gut microbiome to improve immune function. And this is the Medical Journal of Evidence-Based Integrative Medicine, all capitalized, and it's a medical journal, found that curcumin increased the diversity of beneficial bacteria strains, much more so than whole turmeric, while it also, curcumin, reduced the pathogens, toxic killers and viruses.
I did not know that.
I did not know, okay. And this was reported, and this is the medical report, the Journal of Evidence-Based Integrative Medicine. Wow!
Incredible.
And so
this is all in pain power.
That's all in the great one, okay? That's right, exactly. And you know, they also say, the doctors also say, curcumin benefits your gut by increasing the permeability of the intestinal barrier. This directly addresses such issues as IBS, it helps with IBS, celiac, and Crohn's disease. There are many ways to fix gut health, and curcumin's ability to enhance the health of your gut lining is a valuable ally, say the doctors.
And IBS is inflammatory bowel syndrome.
That's right.
Inflammation again. Inflammation. Curcumin puts out the fire.
That's
every
right.
Every time, whether it's in your elbows, your thumbs, whether your bowel, wherever it might be, the pain power delivers that curcumin and other allied nutrients, and it's a teamwork effort for
exactly.
The different components.
And the doctors stress here just what you were saying, dear, improve delivery methods. like the bioperine, black peri extract, have been shown to improve absorption of curcumin tremendously. And this has a direct impact on your health. So just like you were saying, which was proven, this is just absolutely terrific, okay? So that with the, and it goes on and on and on about how that black pepper extract makes all the difference. And they, okay. So the black pepper extract is a crucial addition by bioperine. They're talking right over here. And, okay, can you read just this black pit right here, okay? Right there, okay?
I can still read.
You can
I'll do
it, kid.
Do it, baby.
Go right ahead.
Okay. The curcuminoid piperine combination. Piperine is the black pepper extract. Okay, this direct word for word as the doctor wrote it. Curcuminoid piperine combination addressed the symptoms of metabolic syndrome in 117 study subjects who exhibited both oxidative stress and inflammation. According to the randomized controlled trial and updated meta-analyses, oxidative and inflammatory status showed significant improvement even with short-term curcumin supplementation. Well, he means it reduced the inflammation. Let me read that again. Controlled trial update meta-analysis, oxidative and inflammatory status showed improvement or reduction of oxidative and inflammatory status. The combination of curcumin and piperine enhances the myriad benefits of curcumin and works synergistically together, hand in glove, to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation in people with metabolic syndrome and with people with arthritis.
That's right.
And with all kinds of inflammatory conditions. Because illness follows inflammation. Inflammation is, again, I've said so many times, and maybe you can visualize this. It's fire. Inflammation is fire. And fire burns. I mean, fire burns up the microscopic cells in my body and my brain and my thumb and my knees. Yes. Yes, that's what inflammation does.
Yes.
And the pain power with the curcumin and the bioperine and the natokinase and the serratiopeptidase reduces the inflammation,
right.
Reducing the pain and the discomfort. Okay?
Right.
It's amazing stuff. And allowing regeneration to proceed to rebuild, renew, restore the proper function that you used to enjoy.
And all the clinical trials are here quoted by the doctors, and they go on to say just what you were saying, supportive of that. Curcumin inhibits inflammatory responses by reducing the production of inflammatory cytokines.
There you go.
While curcumin enhances the production of anti-inflammatory cells.
Okay.
By cutting off the high inflammatory cytokine storm, it diminishes all cellular damage in the body, say the doctors, and there's hosts of clinical trials going on. And they stress here with numerous studies, quoted, take curcumin for a healthier heart, say the doctors. It has been shown cardiovascular protective effects in numerous studies, modulates the signaling pathways responsible for oxidative stress, inflammation, cell destruction, etc. And it addresses all the risk factors for cardiovascular disease and proves the outcomes. And, you know, I didn't know this. This is very interesting. One area of particular interest is using curcumin, say the doctors, with the bioperine extract as a treatment for polycystic ovary syndrome, an endocrine disorder associated with insulin resistance, obesity, and hypertension.
And also excessive estrogen production and lack of progesterone.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So they go on with the systemic medical review, found all the improvements while using the curcumin, and even also they list the studies for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Look at that.
Which is one of the major causes of liver failure and atherosclerosis, which we quoted, okay? Curcumin, high potency extract, bioperine showed major promise. And boy, I didn't know this one, Dan. And good grief, go on. Curcumin addresses brain, mood, and mental health.
I've found that.
Did you?
I found that to be true.
Oh.
Yes, I think I'm much more mental acute.
Yeah.
Acuity.
You're very cute.
Yes.
Mentally and otherwise.
Yes.
Okay. He's cute, and he had a nice haircut. So, you know, he's cute. He's cute.
But all the shiny spots.
No, he has great hair. Don't let's talk
through.
About
okay,
that.
Right.
Gary, cut off the mic. Okay. Studies focusing on curcumin's utility as a treatment. I never knew this. Oh, this is amazing. Listen to that. You have to hear this. Medical studies focusing on curcumin's usability as a treatment for major depressive disorders generated impressive results. A meta-analysis, you know what a meta-analysis is? Analysis of a zillion medical studies.
Of 100 or more different studies.
The medical.
Yes.
A meta-analysis conducted in 2016 medically found that the curcumin with the high potency extract had its highest antidepressive effects when administered to middle-aged adults. Interesting.
Beautiful. My
I
God.
Never even knew that about depression
that.
Or anything. It's been shown to have mood enhancing effects in seniors, overweight and obese adults, women with PMS, type 2 diabetes, it goes on and on, digestive disorder, hypertension. Such a versatile umbrella of benefits, restoring serotonin, dopamine, noradrenaline, and is also believed to work at the gut level, normalizing intestinal permeability. A study of 367 patients with osteoarthritis found that taking turmeric bioperiod extract 3 times daily was comparable, listen to this, to a 1,200 milligram dose of ibuprofen. 95% of the patients who used the natural were satisfied with the treatment outcome, and there were 0 side effects.
Well, you know, as we have so many testimonials of people who use the pain power, the knockout punch for pain, this explains exactly how it happens, how it works, the mechanics of it all. Of how it reduces the inflammation. And by reducing the inflammation is dramatic. And every aspect, whether it's brain, whether it's eyes, that's whether right. it's heart, vascular system, whether it's knees or thumbs or whatever the pain or the aging symptoms
right.
appear due to inflammation and destruction of inflammation,
yes.
the pain power reduces those symptoms
and
by reducing the inflammation.
Right, and they keep on stressing that black pepper extract in all the studies.
Yeah.
Which, and there are skin, this is again, more with the clinical studies, and again citing, there are skin-related conditions where the curcumin black pepper extract, anti-inflammatory extract, reduced psoriasis, where it was found, listen to this, much more effective than any medical treatment.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Now listen to this. Now wait a minute. You got to hear this. 19 clinical medical studies showed, look at this, curcumin's ability to reduce cellular damage, which reduced wrinkles, dark spots, and other signs of aging. You could be a kid again with the curcumin extract. Can you believe that?
I don't believe it. Read it again.
Okay. I'm going to read that again because that is
It's overwhelming.
That is overwhelming because everybody, especially, you know, we get into that area of age, but also can be at almost any age. Curcumin's ability to reduce cellular damage reduces wrinkles, dark spots, and other signs of aging in medical trials.
Holy
Not just
moly.
The psoriasis, where it was found much more effective than medical treatments, but the curcumin, and they keep stressing the black pepper extract, ability to reduce cellular damage, reduces wrinkles, dark spots, and other signs of aging. You'll be a kid dancing around forever.
Holy moly.
And
that's incredible.
And you know, it's interesting.
And it falls right in line with the testimonials we've received from customers who come back and say, this stuff really works. This stuff is a miracle. I don't have the pain. I have greater dexterity. I can climb stairs again. I can do so many things that I couldn't do. I can walk vigorously again because of
pain power.
Pain power.
And I want you to read how the doctors say here, because how terrible the medications are. And read this ending right here, okay? Right. Painkillers are a bitter pill. That's the bad guys.
And are they ever? Painkiller drugs are the bitter pill.
That's right.
Here it is, folks, word for word, directly as the doctor wrote it. Use of over-the-counter pain relievers, including ibuprofen, have been associated with hearing loss in men and women. Prescription strength or long-term use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and aspirin are directly associated with interstitial nephritis, inflammation, a type of kidney damage that can be permanent, leading to kidney failure.
Good grief! And leading cause of liver failure, that's been recognized forever in top hospitals.
By all these painkillers.
That's right.
Drugs.
Non-steroidal
anti-inflammatory drugs.
Over-the-counter. Right.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs use may also induce other kidney function abnormalities, including fluid retention, electrolyte complications, and deterioration of kidney function. It's also worth remembering that even short-term consistent use of pain control drugs may increase your risk of further injury, as these drugs mask the pain, enabling you to continue your activities. Further injury or pain may lead to the use of stronger pain drugs. Pain and discomfort are the common triggers for opioid prescriptions, says the doctor, which have risen over 100% between 2000 and 2010. After just 1 month on morphine, for example, he says, patients showed demonstrable changes in brain volume. Whoa!
Brain shrinkage caused
brain
by those drugs. And your brain is a fat, and your brain shrinks on those terrible drugs. Not only liver failure and kidney and everything else, but the brain shrinks.
The number of deaths from overdoses rose from a little over 10,000 a year in 2002 to 35,000 in 2015.
That's right, and it's gone up
Holy
even way up.
Moly.
Unbelievable for those terrible drugs and all of that.
And Pain Power... It gives you the optimal dose of curcumin and the addition of natokinase, serrapeptidase, boswellia,
yes,
and other anti-inflammatories, all of which reduce inflammation.
And proven no side effects and no allergens.
No, none.
None of that.
Okay.
And it's all vegan, too, you know, the whole thing. And, you know, here's another big medical report which supports... Okay, Merck, that's the drug company, Merck.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Merky, but Merck. Merck marketed Vioxx for the treatment of arthritis and other conditions causing chronic or acute pain. Later, it was discovered that Merck, that's the drug company, had deliberately suppressed heart attack risks of Vioxx. The international medical community has criticized the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, for not only being, quote, asleep at the wheel while this was happening, but also acting in collusion, you know?
That's right.
With Merck to cover up the truth.
They're complicit in the whole thing.
The irresponsible behavior of the Food and Drug Administration, caused by Dr. Richard Horton, edited of The Lancet, one of the most respected medical journals in the world, to state, this discovery points to astonishing failures in Merck's internal systems of post-marketing surveillance, as well as he said, to lethal weaknesses, quote, in the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's regulatory oversight, quote, okay? Just all of that. Vioxx has since been taken off the market, but they use so many other drugs that are just absolutely lethal. Okay?
But the drug companies control the Food and Drug Administration. The Food and Drug Administration does not vigorously investigate what the side effects of drugs are. And when they do find out what they are, they don't remove or make, on some instances they do, but in too many instances they do not remove, have the drug removed from the market or tell the manufacturer to alter the recipe so those symptoms don't occur again.
No, and what they're doing in this thing, this is a whole thing of medical reports. Fictitious, they're saying here, and fictitious, that's lying, diseases abound. and they're talking about what they do to children. ADD, attention deficit disorder, and ADHD, deficit hyperactivity disorder, for instance, say holistic doctors, are simply conditions, say they doctors say, usually brought about by the consumption of refined sugar, junk food, and soft drinks by children, quote, on medical trials. Mm. The media, they say, declares ADHD an epidemic, quote, of sorts, because there are reportedly 6 million children in America. God. 13% of the country's school children who are diagnosed with ADHD.
Now, this book is 10 years old, 5 years old at least. Okay.
And here.
So this information is being relayed to you now is at least 5 or 10 years old. What is it? What are the present numbers? Well, they don't keep track of them anymore.
Across the board. Ritalin became so popular because they made ADHD a bona fide disease that required a prescription in order to sell the drugs.
That's right.
Psychiatrists were only too happy because they got kickbacks from drug companies, many of them did, every time they prescribed Ritalin for kids, who really were just a bit overactive, probably, say the physicians, because of their consumption of sugar. Furthermore, in recent years, there has been an upsurge in the use of, oh my gosh, powerful psychotropic mind-altering drugs to children as young as 2 and 3 years old. The number of prescriptions, that's by doctors, for, quote, chemical straitjacket drugs, quote, like Prozac, Paxil, Zyprexa, and Depakote has increased more than 100%, and those were even in the earlier years.
And that's for kids.
That's for little kids.
Yeah.
This is such a crime. And could you read this also, because you talk about this all the time. Read this page, and I'll take the next one, of margarine and those types of fats.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Vegetable oil fats. I'm not reading now. This is a comment from other holistic physicians. Vegetable oil fats, oils. The safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all the vegetable oils, all the seed oils have high levels of oleic acid, and that is inflammatory. The super omega-3 fish oils are anti-inflammatory. The krill oil is anti-inflammatory. But the vegetable oils all contain oleic acid, and that is inflammatory, and inflammation burns, okay? All right. What do you want me to read?
Yes, I want you to read.
Right here? Okay.
Yeah, right there. Go right ahead.
Okay, folks, here's what the doctor says. The popularity of margarine and hydrogenated oils as a healthier substitute for butter and animal fats started in the late 50s and early 60s, when it was thought that there was a correlation between heart disease and animal fat consumption. This was disproven in 2000 when it was discovered that trans fatty acids, which are present in the chemically hydrogenated oils and in the margarine, have harmful effects that are even worse than the consumption of animal fat. Trans fats have been linked to increased rates of coronary heart disease and cancer, as well as other chronic diseases. Can I give you a personal testimonial?
Yes, go right ahead.
Of my dad?
Yes.
My dad was born in 1908, and he was raised on foods of that era, which included lard and butter and ghee and other animal fats, and eating animal fats and eating the eggs on a regular basis, which were told in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and even today, that those fats are dangerous. They're going to give you cholesterol problems, and cholesterol is going to give you a heart attack. It's going to give you dementia, and you're going to die. So he used those oils. He lived by that early food education up until I was, well, when he was about 70 years old. In the late 70s is when Dr. Ansel Keys decided that cholesterol was the killer. And you got to eliminate the animal products. Okay? Well, Dad went overboard. He absolutely followed the doctor's advice. He stopped eating eggs. He stopped eating the meat. He stopped eating all the animal products. And he died of massive coronary heart disease after about 20 years on the pure diet. Okay? It doesn't work. It's been proven not to work. What has been proven is that all those substitute oils, those vegetable source oils, the nut and seed oils, all create more inflammation.
Right.
And that's what the point that we harp on all the time, that inflammation says, all doctors say this, not just holistic physicians, but all doctors say that chronic inflammation, the fire in your cells, destroys the cells. All inflammation is the source of all, with a capital A, capital L, capital L, all disease emanates from chronic inflammation.
Right. And you know they
and
go
the
on.
And the vegetable yeah. oils create that chronic inflammation.
And the doctor's report going back saying that as far back as 1986, canola oil, they say, mm-hmm. was touted as being a healthy oil because it is lower in saturated fat
right.
than any other oil. Then they go on to say this. Frying with canola oil, which they do on all the cooking channels, they do everywhere,
right.
releases, as they say, toxic carcinogenic fumes. In recent epidemiological, did I say that correctly?
You did.
Studies, it was shown that high lung cancer rates in Chinese women were linked to wok, W-O-K, cooking with canola oil, also called rapeseed oil. Consumption of canola oil was shown to cause fibrotic lesions of the heart. That's fiber, you know, scarred,
fibroids.
You know, broken
yeah.
down. Uh-huh. Fibrotic lesions of the heart, CNS degenerative disorders, prostate cancer, anemia,
mm-hmm.
lung cancer, constipation, irritation of the mucous membranes, and many toxic effects, according to many nutritionists and biochemists and clinical studies. Wow. And that's yet you still see them doing this all the time.
And here's a major conundrum, okay?
Yes.
And the puzzle is this. Why do the drug companies keep telling you that cholesterol is a killer? And why do they keep selling cholesterol, anti-cholesterol drugs? Because it's profitable. And everybody who has heart disease invariably is on an anti-cholesterol drug. And that reduces the cholesterol. But it also reduces your muscles. It also weakens the heart muscle. It also weakens the brain.
Guess who says this along with everything you're saying, and I want you to read this.
I will in a minute, but
okay.
Let me finish this.
Go right ahead.
But here's the bitter, bitter, sweet irony of the whole thing. If your body doesn't have enough cholesterol, your liver creates more cholesterol. Huh?
Because you can't make hormones without it.
And cholesterol is supposed to be the killer?
That's
the cause of all heart disease?
Mm-hmm.
But why does your liver make it? Because you need cholesterol for your brain.
And everything.
You need it for your eyes, your heart, and your artery system. It's just that simple.
And I want you with us to share this because this supports everything you say by a leading doctor reporting, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, reporting just what you're saying. Statin drugs damaging your heart. And he says, over the past 30 years, we've all been brainwashed to believe that elevated levels of cholesterol cause heart disease and that taking a statin drug reduces your risk. Not true, he says. Dr. Brownstein says that these cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins do nothing to protect you from heart disease or heart attacks, but they weaken your heart, weaken your muscles, just like you said, disrupt your hormone production, cause fatigue, reduce sex drive, brain disorders, brain fog, memory loss, dementia, and ALS.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
They cause kidney and liver problems. That's a lot of harm for literally no good from all medical studies that he is reporting right here. This is just so important. Okay, and I want you to read this page over here, okay? Okay, doctor, he said, what your doctor isn't telling you about statin drugs, okay? Start at the top.
At the top, Dr. Brownstein says, and this is word for word again, folks, the doctor wrote it, So big pharma's claim that everybody with a total cholesterol reading over 200, and more recently 180, needs a statin drug. It says that is the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the public in medical history. That's quite a statement.
And that's what the doctor is saying.
There are many frauds, and this is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And clinical trials basing and everything he said.
Going on with the article. Big Pharma has sustained a very successful 30-year propaganda campaign, starting with brainwashing doctors in medical school to create avid market for what's become the biggest-selling, most profitable drug in all history. But Dr. Brownstein says cholesterol is essential to your health, that your body makes it, and that you die without it. And this corresponds, again, with what other holistic physicians have found, that if you have a cholesterol level of 200, more people die of more people die of heart disease if your cholesterol is 200 than if it's 300. But every doctor says, and the drug companies say, and the FDA says, you got to get your cholesterol down. Boy, oh boy. Dr. Brownstein says cholesterol is essential to your health, that your body makes it, and you'd die without it. Cholesterol is vital to every cell in your body. It's the glue that holds your cells together.
Wow.
And that's not all, he says. Cholesterol is the primary organic molecule in your brain.
Wow.
It forms a protective layer around your nerve cells. And what does that protective layer do? Protect you from inflammation. Let me turn the page.
Right.
Cholesterol is the precursor to your adrenal hormones and your sex hormones.
Wow. So if you want adrenal hormones and sex hormones,
that's right.
You've got to keep it up there and not take those terrible drugs.
Amen. It's necessary, says the doctor, for vitamin D production, as well as for the absorption of essential fats and essential minerals. Think about this logically. Why would your body do something so harmful to itself? Dr. Brownstein says it wouldn't, and only a tiny fraction of the population with a rare disease that overproduces cholesterol, with readings around 500, needs statin drugs. If your cholesterol is 500, that's, he says, then use it. But here's more common sense. Fully half of all people who die of heart attacks and strokes have cholesterol readings in the so-called normal range. If high cholesterol caused clogged arteries, why are so many people with readings of 140, 150, 170 dying of heart attack?
Unbelievable. And making all these points, and I appreciate this doctor saying all of these things about how, you know, and he goes on to say, okay, you know, he goes on to say that researchers from Drexel University Dornsife School of Public Health reported that the annual number of people hospitalized for heart failure jumped more than 230% from 1980 to 2006. And why the big jump, they said, Dr. Brownstein reported on the reasons, because of the steady rise in the use of statin drugs, the doctor says. And this period also coincides also with all the toxins and that refined carbohydrates, okay?
But in the mid to late 70s is when Dr. Ansel Keys, the genius that he was, said that cholesterol is the villain.
That's right.
And that's when Dad started taking all the junk.
That's right. And you know that he makes this point with big broad strokes here and capitalized. Statin drugs, he says, have a dirty little secret. This is it. Most of your cholesterol, he says, is made in your liver. And the statin drug works by poisoning a natural enzyme in your liver that facilitates cholesterol production. This same enzyme helps your body make a vitamin-like substance crucial for life called cardio-CoQ10.
Oh, baby.
Cardio-CoQ10 is vital to the energy of your heart, which needs it to pump blood. And I want you to comment in a minute. Cardio-Q10 is essential to the energy generated by the mitochondria in your cells. That's your energy factor for your heart and your whole body. Statin drugs poison the enzymes that helps your body make it. The fact is, cholesterol is vitally important to the health of your muscles, your brain, your adrenal glands, your liver and kidneys. That's why people taking statins, he says, suffer fatigue, feel lousy, lose their sex drive, don't think as clearly. And in a large study of 17,791 heart disease patients, researchers found an inverse relationship. That means it reduces the cholesterol levels and death. The lower the cholesterol level, the greater the incidence of death, medically proved. Exactly the opposite, says the doctor, of what you've been led to believe. Would you talk about the Cardio-Q10?
The Cardio-Q10, as the article says, the doctor in that article says, your body makes it, especially when you're young. Your body makes everything, your growth period from birth to your mid, late 20s, early 30s. It's growth, 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 new life, new muscle, new strength, new brains, new activity. And your body makes Cardio-Q10. But by the early 30s, your body stops, well, diminishes production of Cardio-Q10. And if you're on the drugs, it diminishes it even further.
Right.
That's why holistic cardiologists recommend taking Cardio-Q10. Because why? It increases the mitochondrial activity of every cell in your body. The mitochondria are what? The tiny little invisible organelles, they call them, which are in every cell in your body is invisible. Every cell in your body by itself is invisible. But within each invisible cell are mitochondria. And those mitochondria use Cardio-Q10 to produce energy for that one invisible cell. And when you combine that one invisible cell with a lot of other cells, thousands of other invisible cells, it works up into a piece of meat about 8 or 9 ounces that's in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart.
That's right.
And the mitochondria produce energy for that heart. And that heart pumps 100,000 times a day. Why? Yeah. Because the mitochondria create the energy.
Right. And remember the one thing that they're making the point here, that without the Cardio-Q10, ATP cannot be produced.
The mitochondria create the ATP.
Which is cellular energy for the heart to pump and for everything to work in your body, every muscle. It's crucial, and how few people know about it, and nobody's ever told about that.
And statin drugs reduce the integrity of every muscle in your body, especially your heart and your brain, reduce the integrity of each and every cell. Keep in mind that one little cell, that invisible cell with the invisible mitochondria, with the invisible adenosine triphosphate, creates enough energy to pump 100,000 times a day. And to pump, in those 100,000 pumps, 2,000 gallons of blood throughout your body every single day.
That's right.
Consider this, folks. The biggest 18-wheeler tractor trailer truck on the road, the big behemoth buzzing up behind you on the highway, traveling from New York to San Francisco, does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel, but your heart creates it every day of your life.
That's right.
And because the mitochondria produce adenosine triphosphate, and the mitochondria are dependent upon what?
Cardio-Q10. That's the active form. The active form.
And AlliveandWell has the best Cardio-Q10 in the world.
Right. And another big report, Russell Blaylock just put out, this was just done a month ago, and Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, and he says here, and we'll discuss the form. Acetyl L-carnitine prevents arrhythmias even after heart attacks. Acetylcarnitine, he says, is a type of molecule involved in lipid metabolism. That is, it helps the body burn fat. All the way back in 1983, says the doctor, an article in the Circulation Journal explained that acetyl-L-carnitine reduced the incidence of heart arrhythmias after a vessel in the heart had been blocked and blood flow later reestablished, which can be dangerous because it allows a massive influx of free radicals and lipid peroxidation to enter the weakened heart muscle. Cardiac arrhythmias are very common after this type of occlusion. Acetyl-L-carnitine was 100% effective, and he goes on. It's safe, and it protects the brain and other organs and tissue. It also benefits arrhythmias not even associated with heart attacks. A more recent article, he says, in the medical journal Life Sciences also found that the compound acetyl-L-carnitine was effective for all arrhythmias, among other benefits. It has been shown to reduce injury to the heart muscle by toxins, reduce hypertension, high blood pressure, lower high toxic fat levels, reduce diabetic ketoacidosis, which is very dangerous, lowers high blood sugar, corrects insulin resistance, and reduces obesity. And yet another medical study published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings, researchers found that acetyl-L-carnitine, listen to this, reduced all-cause mortality, that's death from any reason, by 27%, ventricular arrhythmias, which are very dangerous, by 65%, and angina, the heart pain and everything, by 40%.
And you know why?
And the doctor said here, I wrote previously about acetyl-L-carnitine's ability to prevent muscle loss in older men, reduces muscle soreness after exercise, reduces oxidative stress, which occurs with exercise. Researchers also observed a significant increase in antioxidant capacity after supplementation with this compound.
And it does it by strengthening what? The mitochondria. The invisible little organelles that create the energy to keep your heart strong, to keep your brain strong, functioning, alive and well. It is amazing what these are very, very simple nutrients can do.
That's right. And it has been a leader in Europe, acetyl-L-carnitine, not only for the brain, the heart, and even the liver to help it break down triglycerides.
Because in every organ and every cell in your body, it increases the mitochondrial production of adenosine triphosphate, which is the cellular energy.
That's
for your eyes, for your brains, for your heart, for your little finger, everywhere in your body.
And when we're talking about cellular energy, you want energy everywhere? Come to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. And that is our mission. Organically produced magnificent foods across the boards, incredible supplements, terrific prices, all of there. And at our 877-4950, 877-4950, you can order, you can have everything set, you can have everything ready for you if you want to get, or have your parties, any one of, you can get, we can get nutrition sent for you if you're going on the mainland, any service like that. Another thing too, at the 877-4950, if you want to sit down with Dennis or with Mona in a really comfortable, beautiful sofa area, we love to sit one-on-one with you. Not doctors, don't pretend to be, don't put people on off medications, but we love without any charge whatsoever, never have, never will, sit down one-on-one and give you information, but make a time so we're not with someone else.
We're there 6 days a week,
yes,
so pick a time that's good for you.
Pick a time while we're there and call the 877-4950 with Dennis or with Mona, making that time, and it's really comfy. We love to be there with you, and again, remember, you can substitute for toxic things that hurt you and the ones you love and hurt the planet and everything. You can substitute delicious, wonderful, organic, and different, okay? Remember, at Alive and Well, we are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.